super name, easy man. Super name, super name, easy man. Super name, super name, easy man. Oh yeah, the Soup Boys are back, Jimbo. How are you?
Soup Boys are coming to town. Soup Boys are coming to town. Soup Boys are coming to town. Oh, yeah. Oh. The Soup Boys are back indeed. Franklin, it is great to hear your voice. And it's also great to hear mine if I don't say something. How is everybody doing in Soup Land? It's Soup It Ain't Easy, the number one soup podcast on the internet. And It's been a while. I've been a minute, as the kids are saying.
Oh, is that what they're saying on the soup streets?
Soup it's been streets, a minute. Bisqueway, Chili Lane.
No, not a soup. Chowder, wow. Chowder Lane?
I like Chowder Way.
Chowder Way.
How about the
Noodle like, Avenue?
What avenue?
Noodle Avenue.
Noodle. How about Wonton Boulevard? Okay. But yes, everybody, we are happy to be back. It is the middle of December. Counting Crows said it best. A long December, and there's reason to believe that the Soup Boys are here. And we're super, super excited to bring you not only, I don't know, we're going to consider this a holiday episode, Frank. We're just going to consider this a end of year episode, somewhat. There's some recapping to be had.
Yeah.
There's definitely that. And there's some soup to be talked about. And Frank, there's also some drinks to be drunk. So really, in the spirit of what we do, I think we should commence this episode the right way. And do you know what I'm talking about, Frank?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, God. Where's Alec? Is he going to hit this button?
No, I thought they...
Was that the English language? Oh, God.
Well, we don't...
when did you adopt a donkey? Like, what happened here?
I've been told it sounds like a broken seal.
It sounds like a donkey. Nothing broken about it. Live and kicking. It's a mule kick.
I don't... It's time to see what the Soup Boys have... what is it? Adults only. It's time for the adults only segment.
Frank's Jimbo drunk Frank. Already. Frank is not, drunk already.
I don't have the drop. You know, it's been so long that I've lost it on my computer. Oh my God. What adult beverage have you had?
Oh, my God.
We're having.
I'm going to chug this drink at this point, Frank. Well, again, it is the middle of December. We are enjoying our festivities. I went to my local Total Wine, no sponsor yet, but there you go. And I always go to the seasonal section, Frank. You know, that's always fun. Get a one-er, as I call them, just a one beer. And it is a bottle. And apparently, people don't drink out of bottles anymore unless you're 87 years old and
true. Dying.
But anyway, Frank, this bottle just seemed very festive. It's from our friends over at Anchor Brewing Co., a San Francisco amazing stop along your jaunt of San Francisco-ing. The Anchor Brewing Co., Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I think that's the name of it. It's literally called our special ale. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And this is a sentimental saying. As I was going through the aisles, I was thinking about all of you. Our super fans, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and every other holiday that's not written on this beer can. But Frank, I'm going to attempt to open this bottle. Okay, if I had a can, it would be easier, right? But
yes,
I'm holding the microphone. I might have to. Can you ad lib while I open this up, please? Thank you.
Well, I had just informed Jimbo that I'm like, you know, we're not like on the can train because, I mean, bottles are fine, but like, you know, it's kind of seemed like craft beer has kind of been like, we're not doing bottles anymore. We're can people.
I feel like a bottle's still classier than a can. And in my opinion, tastes better. 7.2% alcohol by volume on this 12-ouncer. And is there a fun little saying? Oh, I think there is, Frank. You know, I like to read this. It's pretty long. Do you have any nice poetic music I can read over, Frank or Alec?
Sure.
Because this is a nice one. It reminds me of walking through a snowy Central Park. That's what it does. Well, while Frank finds that, I'm going to begin. Here we go. This is the 48th. Oh, it goes all the way around. Hold on. Wait, what? I'm not going to read this, Frank. They're talking about history. Basically, it's from the trees. So here we go. Going in for the sip. You can find the bottle and read it yourself. It's our special ale. Once. We're at the beach. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, very off the bat resembles the Sam Cold Snap, probably. Sam Winter, one of those. We're at the club now.
Apparently, this is Christmas music, non-copyright. Oh, here we go.
I do. This is very good. Frank, it's definitely got that Sam Adams like Cold Snap or Sam Winter kind of feel. But in my opinion, more beery, like less watery, if that's a thing. This is very good. Scale of 1 to 100, like we do our beers here on Super and Easy. I'm actually going to give this one an 89. 89. Very good. This
High
is going to be a
score.
great episode. I'm loosening up already. It's been a while again, so I'm feeling good. This is was going to be a good one, Frank.
Wow. Sounds delicious. So my brew is not holiday themed, but kind of. So I for Christmas, one of my Christmas presents is an advent calendar of beer. So
Wow.
every day I get to open up an advent calendar and basically get an IPA. Well, it's been a lot of IPAs, this one is not. So it
So
is,
hold on.
yeah.
So is your advent calendar in the fridge?
No.
You're literally drinking warm beer? Or do
Well,
you
I
take a
mean,
beer every morning? Let's say you wake up, you ever bake in your eggs, you have a nice little cup of Joe, and then you open up your advent calendar with maybe like some holiday, maybe some music along the lines of religion, since Advent's all about religion. And then you, oh, the tonight I'm gonna have the IPA from Idaho, and it's made out of potatoes. And then you put that in the fridge to have for later.
I've had three beers from the Advent calendar, and we're,
I
yeah.
know, but you're not explaining. Is it, how do you cool the beer?
Oh, well, you just put it in the fridge.
Oh my God.
I mean, what do you want? I mean, I don't get what.
I need more of a ritual, Frank. I want the what I described. I think you should switch up your system, and that's what you should
I mean,
do.
I don't really have a system because it's basically I'm just collecting the beers from. I'm not drinking a beer every day from the advent calendar.
Oh, that's why I'm confused. I thought you're having a beer every day. That's
No,
what
I
you
mean,
do.
I get a beer from the advent calendar, but I'm just kind of opening up. Oh, okay, mango IPA. All right, sweet. I put it back in the box. That wouldn't
What?
be very healthy for me
This
to drink a beer for
isn't.
25 days of Christmas.
98% of people who got this advent calendar of beer are doing that. They have one beer per day. That's the whole fun of it. You are the 2% lame-o who's not drinking the beer. Follow us on Twitter at Super Easy. Put up a poll, and I want to know if is Frank the 98% cool dude or the 2% lame-o?
So, anyways, while you answer that poll for our three followers on Twitter, because I don't think we've ever tweeted from there, it's from BrewDog. They're located in Ohio, OH.
That was close.
And so it's a called Lost Oak and Dagger Wood Aged Lager.
Ooh.
So I'm showing to Jimbo. Nice. See, there's an oak tree. How cool is that? So.
I do like the oak tree. I'm not a fan of the font. It looks like someone's terrible YouTube thumbnail font, but I do like the oak a little bit.
drinking wood-aged beer. Hey guys, welcome to my channel. Hit subscribe. But apparently for every beer we make, they remove twice the CO2 that they emit. So that is cool if you like trees.
You know, Frank's a big emitter, so he can appreciate that. Ooh! Sorry about your earphones. That was Franklin, by the way.
You know what, folks? That's what you get when you open up a can. That's it.
Because our Miami one, which, spoiler, we may have another opportunity for New Year's Eve, so stay tuned for that. I know.
For the sip.
Let's see how big the head. Oh, that's a normal head right there.
It's not what
you could work at TGI Fridays behind the bar with that.
All right.
We love our friends over at the I think they're just called Fridays now. They're not called TGIF or TGI Fridays. Ooh, Frank's got some foam in the stash. That's how you know he's drinking that Ohio beer.
You know what? It's good. It's not so the smell is the wood. And so yeah, I mean it's a good like you know, it's a lager. It's a lighter lager. It's not like a Bud Light by any means. But yeah, it's a good beer. Good sturdy lager if you like lager and wood aged things. So
okay.
Yeah.
Very very festive-y. Like you're chopping down the tree.
Do you have an artificial do you have a Christmas tree?
Well, one, can you rate your beer at 1 to 100?
I guess I have to do that, right?
Yeah. Before we move on to the fascinating fake tree or real tree debate.
71.
71. All right, mark it down. Mark it down, Frank. All right, so you want to know about trees.
Yeah, do you have a real or fake one? Or do you not have one at all?
So the Jimbo household for years now, and I say years, 5+ years, artificial, never going back.
It's easy the way to peasy, go.
Pumpkin squeezy, pre-lit already. Mm-hmm. You have to put the base with the middle with the top, and you connect them with the outlets and boom. I have it down to a science, Frank. I can set up that tree 4.5 minutes.
It's so easy. It's so much better. I'm like, at first I was like 13 when we got an artificial tree and I'm like, oh, I liked, you know, picking up the tree. Ours is it's a Martha Stewart tree.
Ooh.
But it's so great. You can flip the lights. You don't have to string the lights. And
by the way, we need to pull the video of Frank saying that because he did like, I'm serving you some hot tea.
Did I do that?
Yeah. We have the Martha Stewart tree. It looked like you were serving caviar to the Prince of Wales. Do you have colorful lights or just white lights?
So you can flip them. So we have both.
My God, that is insane. Martha Stewart's the only one I've ever heard that does that.
And this isn't M. Stewie's doing, but I have a Amazon Prime plug that I'm like Alexa enabled one, so I can say to the I have it said, so I'm like, you know, Alexa, turn on the lights. And so it will say Merry Christmas and it plays Small Town Christmas by Rob Thomas.
Thank you. Great hit.
Such a banger. And we discussed it on last year's episode, I believe. So go back to that one if you'd like to hear that.
Banger.
And then just the lights turn on. Oh my gosh. It's, you know, just so festive. It was like 99 cents or something for the plug.
The price of real trees, I've noticed, are incredibly high this year.
I heard people talking like $80 or something.
Incredibly high. And you got to maintain them. I also heard that, I mean, obviously the cost of them goes with the transport and gas is more and blah, 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 more, blah, 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 more. Mm-hmm. All of these trees that are being cut in 2022, I heard were planted in 2007. Wow. And there was a problem with soil or something with the trees in that year. I could be making this up, but there's a problem with trees, meaning I think there's extra poison in them. So if you have pets at home that are eating these things, this is a bad year for a real tree. Just saying now. So if you're listening to this on Christmas Day, you've gone way too far.
You know, in 2008, I got a spruce tree on Earth Day from the Philadelphia Zoo. I don't remember what happened to it, but it must be like Christmas tree sized by now. And I'm kind of sad because I don't know if it's at the old house or what, but I'm like, if it's that's from 2007, I'm gonna have that tree would be pretty big by now. I mean, that'd be Frank height.
They need to track these trees that we all donated. Like if you adopt a monkey in Costa Rica, there's a chip in that monkey that I can see where it is.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I want a chip in my tree from the World Hunger Tree Association. Is that a thing?
Sure, we can make it a thing.
Okay.
Don't steal
Okay.
this if you're listening to this. This is an
The
idea. This is
World
patented.
Hunger Tree Association. W H T
WHDO.
A. Association begins with an A, Frank. You're not going to go on Wheel of Fortune
I thought
anytime
you said
soon. Oh, I
organization.
think I said association.
Oh, that's what's better? WHTA? That sounds like a call station. You're listening to WHTA the
Let's go to Flippin' Frank with the traffic.
Buzz. All right, Jimbo, on the on Bisque Boulevard.
Way to bring it home, Frank. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. We have a wonderful next segment, everyone's favorite segment. It's everyone's soup news.
It's time for soup news. Here is the soup news for the week. Right now, I wonder what it will be. I don't know. Let's find out right now. Yes, Jimbo, it's time for soup news.
Amazing. Was that a holiday special?
Yes, it
Thank
was.
you. That I we all needed that. For those who didn't send out a holiday family card to friends and family, clip that and just send an audio whatever, and then you're done. You're festive because of the Soup Boys.
And Scott Soupentin has gone into
Yes.
retirement, so
Oh, he did. Okay, I thought you were
yeah.
going to say something more morbid, and I'm happy it's just retirement.
No, Scott, I think he's living with, Beth, his
I thought
wife,
it was
and Florida.
Soupington.
I said Soupington.
Oh, yeah.
We are on different wavelengths right now when
No,
it comes to words.
I was calling him Soup Soupington. Wasn't I calling him Soup Soupington? It's
Yes,
been
and his
okay.
name's Scott. He didn't
Got
appreciate you
him.
calling him Soup. You met
Scott with
him.
one T, I think. You can't trust them.
That's true. In a K. It's
Oh God.
Skot.
I think that's a type of tobacco, I think.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's not my forte. Apparently, it's
I
Jimbo who's
Yeah,
right.
Frank. All right, let's talk about soup news. Did you just twirl your mustache?
Did I?
Frank's ready for the limelight. He did like one of those like twirls, like he curls the side of his mustache.
I haven't been able. I don't know why, because I don't like trim it, but I don't have it where I can like groom it so I can like do like handlebars and whatever, and
Don't.
not that I want to. But yeah, I mean, right now Frank is grown out like a nice beard, so yeah.
That's his opinion and his opinion only. Frank,
Jimbo
so
complimented it for the
I
record.
was surprised. That was what I'd say. I was surprised. It looks fine. Good for you, Frank. So our super fans have been reaching out on all of our social accounts. Again, Twitter, Instagram, follow us, super easy. So Frank, I'd like you to talk about all of those messages we've been receiving because soup has been hot over the past couple months. Again, it's soup season. It's come and it's somewhat gone. So Frank, how has soup been in the news, in the social media news? We all want to know.
So the number one thing that we have been sent is the soup charcuterie board. That is just soup, different soups just plopped on a charcuterie board, which is an interesting idea, Jimbo, I would say, because I don't, again, live your truth when it comes to soup, but I don't personally put soup on a board. I put it in a bowl. What is your opinion on that?
I understand that this was meant to be somewhat of a gag, making fun of our community, guys and
Gives
gals. But to me, I took these social media reels and TikToks, whatever they're called, as truth, and me thought this was somewhat possible and thought, let's give it a try. Now, I did not give it a try. But spoiler alert, I want to say that you cannot make fun of soup. And I was sort of offended by these.
Yeah, here's the thing, Jimbo, is there's not a lot of like comedy in soup. Like, I don't really appreciate like our community being poked fun at, and like, we're not a circus sideshow. So I get they're trying to make a joke, but I'm to be honest, did I chuckle? Yeah, but I don't know if that's just based off like, sadness for our community or what, but.
That's right. We all got over the fly in the soup. That was a joke from 25 years ago. And now we have to deal with charcuterie boards, which, by the way, fantastic. If you ever go to a party and you bring a charcuterie board, you are the man of the hour. Literally, just for an hour, because by the end of it, it's all gone. And you just have a board that you have to lug home. It's all dirty and it gets on the back of your car.
Oh, is that speaking from experience, or?
100p.
This isn't a sidetrack, but I was at a Lidl, LIDL, and it's like an oldie, right? They literally for $90 had a prosciutto thing where it was just like a whatever big hunk of prosciutto in like the wooden like holder thing, kind of like Serrano
Oh,
ham.
the
It was,
leg, the big leg where you slice the
yeah, it's
hoof.
of just prosciutto,
Yeah, it's
like the
called, what is
nice
that
ham.
called? The jamon. It's called jamon. You have to let the jamon breathe, Frank. So you unwrap it and let it breathe for a couple of days. The flies must infest. That's what I'm thinking.
It's not fly season currently, at least at the Frank compound. Fly season seems to be like spring to like September. And then,
It's a long time to have flies flying around.
I mean, it's not like we have a fly all the time. We seem to have about six flies that just, the worst is when it gets like trapped in like the room or whatever. And then it can't just like mind its own business in the corner. It needs to be up in my business, in my ear, doing whatever. And
Are
I
we
try to
talking
flick
horse
away.
flies or fruit flies?
Oh, like fruit. No, like fly, like house flies.
Like the black flies, the big ones.
Yeah, the ones with like the wings. I mean, horse flies only are near like pools or whatever, and that is a dangerous game there. But
Amish.
huh?
Because they have horse is horses. Amish.
Yeah. Anymore?
So we have the charcuterie. Was there anything else that we heard? I saw one that came up, and it, people were saying like they were making soup out of weird things. And to me, they weren't that weird. One in particular was someone put an entire tray of lasagna in the blender and made lasagna soup. I've been having lasagna soup for a very long time. I don't understand how that's something new.
The lasagna soup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I don't think I've personally had lasagna soup, but I mean, I've had watery lasagna, but it's not specifically soup.
I think the moral of the story, Frank, is social media needs to get right and respect our souping world.
Well, one I did see, which I thought was funny because it's more of an Ohio thing and not poking fun at soup. It was literally it was a TikTok called Classic Ohio Soup, and it was just this big thing of butter just being melted down in a pan. They're like Classic Ohio Soup. Poor Ohio has
See,
been.
if they were smart, they would put that in a bread bowl, and then it would be a real soup.
Ooh, how
Bread
good
bowl,
would that
that would
be?
be actually pretty good. That would be terrible for you. Or go to the movie theater and just take a bread bowl and just butter, 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 plop, plop, plop with that machine.
That might not be terrible. I mean, here's the thing. I don't want like a just a
How
that.
much would I have to pay you, Frank, to fill a bread bowl up, a Panera bread bowl, and I'm still waiting for those damn mitts that we never won, the Panera bread bowl glove, and fill that up with the hot movie theater butter popcorn. And I get it's what's going to be good if you dip the bread in there, but I want you to take one spoonful, complete spoonful of that butter and swallow that. How much would it take for that to happen?
Just a spoonful?
No, I mean, okay, yeah, just a spoonful.
Oh, because I thought you wanted me to consume the whole bread bowl. I was gonna say we'd need a couple zeros. I mean, I don't know. I'd probably say like
50 bucks.
60 in a handshake.
Wow, 60 bucks. I love how he's negotiating for $10. Well, you might have a deal, Frank. How about in 2023, we think about that. Frank, what is that? Are we taking flight? We are 35,000 feet up in the air. Super fans, it is our next segment. Welcome, first class, all the way to coach. It's postcards from Jimbo. Clap it up, Frank. Postcards from Jimbo. Yeah, that's. Were you
Yeah,
knocking on the bathroom door? What was that? That was.
I can't.
Excuse me, anyone in here? By the way, have you ever done that on a plane? Knock on the bathroom door? It specifically says vacant or not or occupied. Why are you knocking?
Yeah, no, and I don't go to the bathroom on an
You
airplane.
don't. So this is a great topic. So basically, everybody, what we're going to get into for the next couple of minutes is your boy Jimbo has been a world traveler over the past couple of weeks. Hence why we haven't been recording, and I sincerely apologize. But this brings up a great topic on plane etiquette in terms of bathroom. So, Frank, you opened it up. You do not use the bathroom on a plane. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, unless it's like a transcontinental flight, I mean, it's not. If it's like, even I 6 hours might be stretching it, like, Philadelphia to like Las Vegas or whatever, but
Okay.
yeah, it's not, no, because especially like me, as super fans know, I'm not abnormally tall, but it's not exactly great. I mean, this would be like trying to shove, that like Jimmy Fallon phone booth game? That's
No.
essentially like what it is trying to get into like an airplane bathroom, especially on like, well, I've never been in a JetBlue bathroom, but we fly JetBlue usually. We're like Blue Point. I don't know, members. If JetBlue, if you'd like to reward me for that shout out, please. I'm a big fan of your
Can we
snacks.
stop the airplane music?
Yes.
Thank you. It's people might think it's feedback, and we have great material, not material, tech, everything here on Super and Easy. But anyway, Frank. So, I tend to try and not use the bathroom on a plane. And one of my jaunts this past season, I actually flew from California to New York and didn't even get out of my seat. So, it is possible for that 5, 6 hour flight. But when you're doing more than that, especially with the overseas flights where the booze is free, you got free wine, you got free beer when you're going over to like Europe or London, sometimes, you drink too much, you just got to pee.
You're breaking the seal.
Which I have no problem with. In and out, make it happen. The problem I have are the people that are literally, this is the first class people, the bougie people, where they give you the slippers and the robe, right? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. You all watch Kara and Nate on YouTube, and you know what they're doing with their first class, the Casey Neistats flying first class. Frank, they're brushing their teeth in this bathroom. They're doing their hair in this bathroom. What would you do if you saw somebody go in and come out feeling refreshed out of the JetBlue Blue Point bathroom.
I mean, well, what do you mean? Like, if it had like a shower or whatever, or we're talking
no
like
shower. I'm talking.
Oh, like sink, it is.
Like in the bathroom, they're doing their morning routine.
I mean, that's fine as long as you know the toilet is like you know in a fine condition. I mean, yeah.
Well, this brings you back to the original point. You're not just doing one job. I was going to say another word, job. Mm-hmm. But Frank, that's where the knocks started coming. Could you imagine sitting last row, which I try to not, but sometimes you're forced to sit last row. Someone's in there for more than 5 minutes, goes to 10, the line is forming, and then someone starts knocking. That's a bad, bad time for your flight from Toledo to Akron.
Well, especially because then like everybody's waiting and then you have like the walk of shame, like, sorry guys, that my bad. Bad seafood salad, my bad.
Well, and then that's the next point, Frank. We're talking about just in and out. What about the people that really go in and it coming out?
Like Taco Bell the night before, yeah.
on the plane, going in and coming out. What are we doing here, Frank?
Well, that's the thing is it's like if it's well,
have you ever been in that situation?
Not that I can remember. Again, I don't really go to the bathroom on planes. If I can, like, that's the thing is, like, usually, like, we'll at least have a connecting flight, even though, like, airport bathrooms aren't exactly, like, my ideal place to go in life. You know, I'd rather do that than cram into, like, a phone booth and try to go to the bathroom. So
they have made them nicer, though. They maintain them. I see the flight attendants spritzing different sprays, the lavender ocean breeze and the pumpernickel Penelope Cruz. Like, it's all good sprays that they're putting in there.
Pumpernickel? Is that a scent?
That's what you took out of that? I said Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, because I can see if she had a fragrance, but pumpernickel, what are we doing, making bread? Like, who sprays pumpernickel?
Anyway,
what does
anyway,
it smell
Frank.
Like?
Oh my god, pumpernickel is one of my favorite bagels. Have you ever had a pumpernickel bagel with honey walnut cream cheese? You haven't lived.
Oh my goodness. We live in two different worlds.
Wow.
honey what cream cheese? Honey
walnut cream cheese on a pumpernickel
bagel.
Are there
chunks of walnut in the cream cheese?
If there aren't, I'm sending it back.
Okay.
Anyway, super fans. So basically, your boy Jimbo, this is called Postcards from Jimbo, jaunting around. I'm just going to list off a couple cities that I've been to in the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. San Francisco. I want Frank to do a one-word take on the cities I go to. One word, Frank. I'm going to rapid fire. It's like when you see the blotch images. Ready? San Francisco.
Seals.
Boston.
Got to be careful about this one. Chowder.
London.
Royals.
Chicago.
Lake.
Orlando.
Muggy.
Houston.
Rockets.
And a New York city.
Loud.
Wow. Okay. What did you say for Orlando?
Muggy.
Muggy. Okay. I think I said monkey for a little bit. Are you saying monkey hatchet? No, I'm kidding. That's an Ellen DeGeneres joke if anyone got that.
Okay. Do you listen to her stand-up a lot?
Or? Yes. Yes. From her stand-up special called Here Now, it's still a staple in the Jimbo household. It's hilarious.
Jimbo revisits that yearly. Mm-hmm.
I own it on DVD. So I end with New York because New York is the final stop of my jaunt, and I had a soup that I would like to describe. Frank, this is a great segue into the soups that the boys tried. So, Alec, if you wouldn't mind hitting that button. Alec.
It's time to see what the soup boys have tried this week. Ugh.
Zero effort. You know, we haven't even had our holiday party yet, and Alec is already just...
It's not...
Oh, God.
Yep, he tried
loud.
To speak.
That was very loud, Frank.
Alec. No, that was Alec.
Alec, that was very loud.
It's time to see what the soup guys have tried this week.
That's fine. Oh, thank you, Alec, finally. All right, so Frank, I'll go first. As I said, New York. New York City, if you're in town, a fantastic place. Now, when I say the name of this restaurant, you're all going to be like, well, duh, right? Jimbo's going this place. It's called, Frank, Burger and Lobster. Look them up on Instagram because they have some really good pictures of their meals. They have this one burger that I didn't have. I wasn't too hungry. If I was super hungry, I would get it. It's basically a burger, and they put, it's like a cheeseburger, and they add lobster stuff, tail, meat on top of it. Next time, guys. I went and I had the appetizer crab cake balls, not the crab cakes, just the crab cake balls, which were very good. And then I had the lobster bisque. Now, the lobster bisque was fantastic. It came with two large pieces of bread. They were nicely toasted, almost like the bread you get with a lobster roll. Could have used some butter. Didn't give me any butter or anything like that. Could have used some of that. And the lobster bisque was on the creamy side when it had some like oil, kind of like the oil that floated on top. And if I tried to remove it with spoon, it would like separate into like molecule 3, 4, and 5. You know what I'm talking about, Frank? Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
It was like it might have been like a chili oil. It might have had some kick to it. There was lobster meat in it, although I was expecting the claw, and I think I got more of the lobster body, maybe, because it didn't look very appetizing, but it was lobster meat and it tasted very good. I did sit at the bar. It was a table for one, so sorry if we didn't meet up there, but you know, the heat, maybe they just figured guy at the bar, in and out, could have been a little temperature hotter, but overall a very, very good, very good lobster bisque. I believe the price I paid was $12 for this. Again, it came with those two big pieces of bread, so kind of a nice meal with just the appetizer and the soup for me. I had a cider as well, Frank. So I'm going to rate this. I'm going to rate my burger and lobster bisque, scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to go into the 9s.
Wow.
Into the 9s, Frank. We're going to go a nice 9.1 for the holiday season. 9.1.
9.1. Wow.
Yep. Yep. It was a nice hidden gem walking the streets of New York, and you find that on 19th Street. 19th Street. So kind of, you know, near the Flatiron, I guess, sort of.
For all the...
All our New York super fans. Yeah, super fan Jackie might appreciate that. Maybe she'll go. A little shout out there.
You don't know Jackie, wherever podcasts are found.
Wow.
Yeah.
They didn't pay us that much.
No, well, I did have a trial to be like the 9th Jackie. but yeah.
You're Frank. You can't be a Jackie. You're Frank.
Well, I mean, Corey, your guy.
Unsubscribe. Your time. Your Work. Turn, Frank.
So
Brooke, shoot, unsubscribe.
I don't know. He came on full into soup and promoted a podcast that never ended up happening. So
what? I must have missed that.
Yeah. Well, you were on vacation. You didn't listen. So, Frank had a lot of soups during this thing.
Soup season.
Break. Yeah, soup season, exactly. So on October 8th, I had a
Dear Diary.
Let me flip in the pages.
By the way, Frank does journal daily, so this doesn't surprise me.
You know what? Gary Vee told me to.
God damn it.
So, this is from...
Is he relevant? I think I blocked him on all things. I think the new dude is this Andrew Tate. I see him everywhere. He's the new motivational dude.
He's like blocked on all like social media platforms.
Yeah, good for him. Keep going.
So, this is from Mama Frank bought this soup, and she's like, you know what? You have this. So, it is from Walmart Market Side. It's from. It is a creamy cauliflower parmesan soup. Great values.
Sounds
basically
heavy.
Kind of. Yeah, it was. It was like, I don't know, like 400 or 500 calories. So, you know,
per serving.
Well, yeah, I think for like the serving was like the whole thing. So I have a picture of it if Jimbo would.
That's what everyone says.
Look at it.
That's what, oh God. That's what everyone says. They think, oh, what, the whole serving is the whole thing. Have you heard about these crumble cookies? Not to cut you off. People think one crumble cookie is the calories listed. No, it's a quarter of a cookie.
Oh, I'm sure that thing's probably clocking in at like 400 or 500 calories.
Go on, Frank. I want to hear about your cauliflower.
So, I mean, it is a, I don't know if I said this, but it's creamy cauliflower parmesan soup. And the two main flavors, would you like to guess, of the soup?
Cauliflower is one, and I'm gonna go with parmesan as number two.
Wow. Did you read my mind?
You know, I failed comprehension as a test section in those you know, whatever school things, and somehow I got that one. We got one right.
My thing with these types of soups is it was good. It was a good fall soup season soup.
Fall into soup with Frank.
Thank you. Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't come back this year, but...
Whose fault's that?
Partly mine. partly the network. They kind of cut
network.
My budget. Yeah, the Soup and Ain't Easy network.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You're a part of, yeah.
That's true.
If you show up to the meetings, anyway, yeah?
Go on.
No, what were you going to say?
I try to avoid those meetings because they make me think. You can't, I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly, Frank. You got to let me fly.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Feel like we, this would be a good thing for like a, maybe like a therapist to come on the podcast. But
I was very emotional in that moment.
I have said that we do, one day we'll get like this like therapist to come on the podcast.
Ooh, we should. Therapy session with the Soup Boys. Oh my God, that's great. That might be the New Year's Eve special live remote. By the way, should we tell them the city that we were invited to go to? Nah. Stay tuned, everybody, because we're getting on a plane and we're going number two.
So anyways, this soup.
I don't know what that means, but I think I do.
I don't know what the thing I just said means. The main flavors were cauliflower and parmesan. It was a decent soup. It would have been pretty good in the bread bowl. I'll give it like a... I think it deserves. I'm in between two numbers. I don't want to go round rookie score, but I think I need to. 7.0.
Wow, I was thinking 6 or 7. Probably you should have went down, in my opinion, just because it was Walmart.
Yeah, but that's not. I can't brand shame.
We love you, Walmart.
But I do, since Jimbo had his story about going, you know, on the plane all across the United States. And
beyond.
In London, yes, that's right. I fulfilled my dreams right around, actually, this was the week anniversary of me going. I saw my girl Carly Rae Jepsen in concert.
Wow. And I did you post on our Supin Instagram on this?
I believe I did, yes.
Yep. Yep. So our super fans should, if you follow us on Instagram, you saw it first. CRJ and Frank had that moment. Had that moment. And did you call her maybe?
Oh, I shouted.
What would
that.
You do if CRJ gave you her phone number? Is she like involved with somebody?
I believe she is, yeah. I mean, there's also a very large age gap, but she's like, I think like 36 or 37.
Wow. She's yeah. like Sarah McLachlan.
I will remember you. The one thing about Call Me Maybe is you would think that it would be like the closer. It was like in the middle of the set. So, like, I mean, because CRJ has so many bangers, you know, there's not just, like, one. I mean, you could...
Where was Owl City? Did she play that song?
No, she did not play Good Time, no.
Because it's really... That's her number two song.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's a chance that that actually is, like, a more... Like, was on the charts longer than 100%, maybe.
Thanks to Owl City.
I'm on Owl City. This is an Owl City podcast. So anyways, I fulfilled my dream. 7.0 for cauliflower parmesan. And that is the review.
Fantastic, Frank. We are near the tail end of this fantastic episode, and I am so happy to be back. And we're going to be back pretty soon, Frank. So before we leave our super fans, we have everyone's favorite segment. Frank, are you ready for the Wheel of Segments?
Takes a second.
This is amazing.
Welcome to the Wheel of Segments with Jimbo and Frank. I wonder where the wheel will land today. Probably something holiday related. Because we're around the holiday season right now.
Jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
That's right.
Jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Spin that wheel, Frank. Jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ding.
Jimbo, read out what it landed on.
Oh my God. Frank, it landed on the seasonal food items that you always strive to obtain during the holiday season.
Wow. Crazy.
Oh my God. It is the holiday season. That means out with the old, aka pumpkin, take a seat, in with the new, peppermint me up. I don't know if everyone agrees with that, and we're going to get into that, but Frank, let's talk about it. You know, you're walking down your Aldi shelves, you're walking to Starbucks and the Dunkin'. You're getting this, you're getting that. How are you feeling festive? Are you into the chocolates? Are you into the peppermints? Are you into cookie this and cookie that? Because Frank, what we're going to be talking about is the top three things the Soup Boys strive to obtain when they're looking for that food item.
When they're looking for that.
That special food. If you're walking the mall, you're trying to get Mama Frank something. You're looking sure. in, you're looking in Claire's. Right, you're looking in Forever 21, you're looking in LL Bean. I could see Mama Frank legging some LL Bean, you know, and then you see across the way the food court. Now, Frank, are you gonna go just get a hot chocolate? Do you normally get hot chocolate? But because it's that December 14th flair, you're like, ooh, white chocolate Godiva, right? That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, what does this season bring your attention to for that special food item?
I mean, I'm not a chocolate person, so I need my thing with holiday items is I need something that, really it's special, but it's also holiday flavors, right? Like cranberry, maybe some
Cranberry.
cinnamon, maybe some clove, anise.
Oh, wow. Then you would like the hot wine that Jimbo makes. So, hot wine, I'm going to put hot wine number one for me. So, that is when I hit this feeling of the holidays are coming, you go and you get some sort of hot wine. My favorite is from World Market, the Cost Plus, as some people call it.
Sure.
It's a company, I think it's called GLOGG. I don't know if I said this on a podcast before. But it's very red in color. It's like a red juicy wine. And you put that in the crock pot and just let that simmer the entire day. But you mentioned the anise, the star anise, you throw some of those in there. You mentioned the cinnamon sticks, and the clove, you throw some of that in there. And you know what my special thing is, Frank?
What's that?
Couple shots of brandy. Throw that in there. Let it
Whoa.
crock pot up. So that's number one on the Jimbo list. When this season's upon us, the hot wine, the mulled wine, as the real people like to call it. I call that the soup wine. Let's call it the soup wine from now on.
The mulled wine is the soup one?
Yeah, because there's stuff in it. It's coagulating.
Okay.
All right, so that's my number one, Frank. Let's go. Let's hear your. You want to start with your number three, or you want to go with your number one?
So do you want specific items
Yes.
or?
You're walking down the mall. You're in the L.L. Bean, and you're like, "Oh, I see that Dunkin'. I'm gonna get the white Godiva chocolate Dunkin' hot chocolate."
So I would say probably number five is the
Number five or top three?
top
Chill,
three. I'm
chill,
sorry.
bro. We only got all day.
Well, I think the envelope originally said three, or five, whatever, but three is perfect. The peppermint chip
Ooh.
milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
Thank you. See, that's a great answer, everybody. Chick-fil-A, which I've never had. How many calories is that, by the way?
Oh, I have no idea, but too many, probably.
Seasonal item only available for a limited time and something that everyone can get. That's a great number three, Frank. Number three.
Yes. All right.
That's a very
Yes,
good
that's
one.
my third. Yes.
I really enjoy that. You know what? I might, because you have that in your top three, I might give that a shot. I'm gonna try that. I live very close to a Chick-fil-A. Of course, not on Sunday.
The Lord's Day.
So, Frank, I'm gonna go. Oh, okay. I know what it is. So my number two will be something food related, not drink related. So I really just discovered something called a tamale. Now, a tamale is something that many people might know, but it is really prevalent around the holiday season. And I now cannot wait. You know how you cannot wait for pumpkin to arrive?
Yeah, yes, it's true.
August 21st, when Dunkin' says they got that pumpkin coffee. You consider that the first day of fall because that's what I do. When I hear that tamales are available here or there or everywhere, I get very excited. So, no specific area, region, restaurant, but when I see it's tamale season, that's my number two, Frank. Getting a tamale and testing out tamales. Fantastic.
Wow.
Yep. Are you familiar with the corn husk? I'm sure you are in that part of the world.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the corn husk. I've been on the tamale trail in Mississippi is where it's a whole.
Ah.
Yeah, by the way, don't go over there on a Sunday as well, because
Ooh.
they close down early. We experienced that. So 2014.
Bummer.
Yeah, good year. Jimbo, my number
Very good
two,
year.
wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked up, like, because I had my 14th birthday, and there's this trend of the number one song on your 14th birthday, and it was Fancy by Iggy Azalea.
Ooh, whatever happened to her?
Yeah, I don't know. Never really good.
No one cares. She got
2014.
Ugly Azalea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would not.
I'm talking
say
about
that.
The bush, not her.
All right, I don't want to touch that. So not that specifically. All right, I'm going to edit that out. Right, so that's not what I meant. So anyways, my number two is Pitzels. So,
good number two, Frank.
Apparently, the Frank compound has a Pitzel maker, which is probably it from when it was used. I believe the original Pitzel maker, but Mama Frank and Aunt Frank, who sometimes listens to the podcast,
hey,
they made them, and so we currently have homemade Pitzels in a Ziploc bag on the. On the kitchen table. Very good, though. I'm a big... If you like anise, you know, anise, however you pronounce it, like that black licorice flavor, Jägermeister, whatever.
Yum.
But it actually might be good with, like, a Jäger, shot of Jäger. Very good. And also, honorable mention, just because I can just say holiday cookies, the Danish cookie tins, staple at a...
Oh, yes.
Frank family
so
dinners.
So good.
Yeah,
if you can't think of a gift to get somebody, you cannot go wrong with one of those tins.
And that was a staple. Is we just pass it around after a Frank family dinner, not direct Frank, but the extended family or whatever. And I don't believe that my grandmother actually ever threw one of those away, because in the basement was about like 30 of them. So
the funny thing about those tins. There's different designs and different types of cookies, but really, they all taste the same.
Right. No, yeah, they're just
it's like almost
shapes.
Like here's a soup flight. We're going to have all these different soups, and they're all tomato. Have fun.
It's like Frank, at a brewery. It's just all IPAs.
All
IPA,
which when honestly, when I get a flight, they're all IPAs, and the lady's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I want to try them all. My number one, Frank, I just, Starbucks and me are becoming really close friends. You know, ever since Dunkin', we haven't talked about this, Dunkin' redid their rewards program. I'm sure they're losing money left over right with every direction, because it's just not good. You're not getting any free drinks anymore. Starbucks has a wonderful, I think it's called sugar cookie, something Christmas cookie. Probably not, because they can't say that. Sugar cookie flavored holiday latte. That is my number three. When I'm shopping for Mama Frank at L.L. Bean and I see a Starbucks across the way, I'm getting that with two pumps sugar cookie, not four the way they want to put it. And calling it a great day. That's what I'm doing.
Wow. So my number one is Christmas beers. Well, this Zoom session is about to end. Christmas beers. So Mad Elf from Trogs, classic Pennsylvania beer.
Ooh.
Reindeer's Revenge from Iron Hill. That's a nice Belgian triple.
I think I have that. That was the other beer I could have had today. Believe it or not. Yeah.
It's a Pennsylvania, another Pennsylvania staple. Big Christmas beer guy. I think Sierra Nevada is like famous for like a Christmas beer that they've come out with. I think it's just like an IPA or something that they would do. But anyways, big fan of those. Mad Elf's really good. It has like notes of like cranberry and chocolate and like cinnamon and stuff like that. So
the beer man, Frank, I'm very jealous that you still have so many days left in your advent calendar. So you have to keep us updated on how that goes.
You need to come over. You can drink.
Come over.
No, to get from brews. You can have some IPAs. There's a lot of IPAs on there. So, anyways, Jimbo, that was a good list. I will, maybe keep updated on the social medias about, what some beers I've got in the advent calendar. But do you have any closing words before we end this thing?
That's it. It's an end of the year. We're excited for 2023. And stay tuned for next episode. Like I said, live from, we'll tell you when we get there. Frank,
wow.
Play us out.
Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man. Super name, easy.